5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Thursday morning on our program, Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, today is the 8th of Muharram, 1445. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Riaz Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Muharram, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28 and verse number 8. We know in yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that you, the mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, place him there in the box, in the tabut, and then let him go and float on the water. And whilst they are floating, Musa alayhi salatu salam in that box, فَلْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعُونَ. And the people of Pharaoh, the people who are following him, obviously this is the presidential palace and the royal palace, and now they have so many workers and servants and what have you. They saw this box and this casket, and now they're wondering what is this. So they picked it up. Who picked it up? Alu Fir'aun. Al means in this text and context, a manittaba'a Fir'aun. The people who are following the Pharaoh. But they did not realize, liyakuna lahum aduwa wa hazana, that the same Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moshi, as the Jutlat Harami say, and Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses, he will become aduwa wa hazana. He will become their enemy in future. And he will be a source of sadness and grief for them. Like how today you see that the enemies of Islam, they bombed this place, bombed that place. And then what happens is this, that same people rise up against them and defeat them. They told us they defeated the Taliban, mission accomplished. And the Taliban are back in power. And they are standing firm and saying, Britain, come back. We will show you another repeat. We will show you another lesson. Oh, Russians, come back with your Red Army. Oh, Americans, come back with your international community. That's the word they love, with your coalitions. We will whoop you and thrash you once more again. That is the meaning of liyakuna aduwa wa hazana. Nabi Musa alayhi salam will become the enemy and a source of grief and sadness for the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator and his ministers. Inna Fir'auna wa Hamana wa junudahuma. Verily the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator, wa Haman, his special minister in the presidency, as they say nowadays, wa junudahuma, and their armies, kanu khati'in, all of them were criminals, major sinners, like you see today in the haram illegal regime of Israel. you got BB, you got Smotrich, you got the Ibn Himar, Ben Gwir, and you got Levine, and you got so many others there. Kanu Khati'in. Major criminals and major sinners. So every lesson, every word of the Noble Quran and every verse of the Noble Quran, you can apply it to different scenarios and different situations in this world in which we live in today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us give you the news, views and interviews that are happening, occurring nationally, locally, internationally and globally. Niger, big problems there. The army have had an attempted coup and they have the president locked up there, Mohamed Bazoum, they say. I don't know if the zoo is nearby there or what. But nevertheless, he seems to be ousted. And the international community, as they like to call themselves, America, US, USA, and that is UK, and all of them, they condemned it. You know why they condemned it? They say that this Niger is a great ally of theirs. They are fighting Islam and Muslims. They are fighting the Wagner group, and they are fighting the terrorists. But aren't they the biggest terrorists with their militaries and their occupation in various countries? Yesterday, that what I always told you was mentioned in the Haaretz newspaper. Israeli so-called democracy is only for the Jews. Therefore, when you spoke of democracy in Israel, it meant for the past 75 years only for the Jutlas and Haramis. Nothing to do for the Palestinians, the Muslims or the Christians and so forth. For the past 75 years, that was their so-called democracy in the Middle East. And that also has now been, you must remember, removed. That is courtesy of BB and his two on his shaitans with him, his donkeys with him, Smotrich and Ben Gwir and all the others with them. China is very, very happy. The yuan and their currency is now squeezing out the dollar in China and their import and export. And you see Mr. Kim, and that he is the leader of North Korea. Now they are celebrating their 70 years. You know, there was a war that took place and millions of people lost their lives. And those who went into the North never ever returned. 99% they all dead. So now Mr. Kim, he invited the Russians and the Chinese and he say, come and see my nuclear arsenal. If these guys just have to speak one word against us, we got nothing to lose and we will teach them a lesson. So the Americans, the South Koreans, the Japanese are all wondering what to do with Mr. Kim. They call him Mr. Kim. He is a maverick character. His hand is on the button. He will unleash it anytime he wishes. Can you believe the Pharaoh of Egypt woke up? So now I think he realizes that how they were used, as Kissinger said many, many years ago. Henry Kissinger, 100 years old now, and a Pakka Jutla, 100% Jew, and a warmonger. So what does he say? He said in those days, America never has friends. They always have interest. They will use you, and then they will drop you. So Sisi woke up from a big slumber. So now Egypt is pushing for a new world order. And with who, Nohal? If you don't understand Nohal, on top of it, you must remember with Russia. Can you believe that? Because now they realize the game is up, that they use them just like prostitutes, and now they're going to drop them and so forth. Look at the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler's children. Remember, they invade the West Bank, they invade Palestine, and yesterday they arrested 22, 23 youngsters. And what they say? They say that you are terrorists, you belong to Islamic Jihad. I'm asking you one simple question, you Jutlas and Zionists throughout the world. I am in Palestine, for example. I see what you are doing to my people and so forth. So what do you think I am going to do? It will be a natural response. I say that the moment I get the gun, the moment I get the knife, the moment I get any weapon, I am going to attack the Jutla. because you're humiliating me, humiliating my parents, humiliating our country and our people and so forth. But they will never get it in their thick brains and thick skulls, because Almighty Allah taught us, chapter 59, verse 14, بَأْسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيد, they are fighting so much among themselves. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, they are, you think they're united, whilst their hearts are totally fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ اللَّهِ يَعْقِلُونَ, the Jutlas, the Jews, and so forth, and those women who allow them, who support them, like the Arab tenpot dictators and traitors and murtads. Remember, قَوْمُ اللَّهِ يَعْقِلُونَ, they got no brains at all, no intelligence. Chapter 59, verse 14. So, our Palestinians are used to this, mashallah, and they know that the fight carries on and liberation will come via jihad. Hunter Biden, a disgrace to himself and a disgrace to his father and the Democratic Party. He can't look after his rifle. Day and night he's busy with the prostitutes, using tax people's money. And now he had a court case yesterday. He thought it would be a matter of 5-10 minutes and he will just have a plea bargain and walk out. But the judge there, some ladies, they know, we have to check, maybe there are other charges against you. So now they gave them 2-3 weeks and said, sort your things out and you have to appear again. Humiliation upon him and his father, the man who wears nappies. So Gaza, in Gaza, remember our Hamas, that we support them 100%. And remember, whenever they send a jutla to hell, we're very happy. We say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So in Gaza, they sentenced 2 Palestinians to death in Gaza yesterday. Why? Because they were peddling and promoting drugs and they were corrupting the people. You know, people will always have different type of agenda. So therefore, and those who were assisting them were sent to prison, but 2 of them, the main guys, they were sentenced to death. South Africa, next week, big increase according to the media in our petrol price and maybe in the diesel price as well. So brace yourself this weekend better. Gwalisa. You know what is Gwalisa? You must fill up your tanks. You must remember that. Lebanon, big problem there. Remember, they have a finance minister for past 30 years and now his term is ending, or he resigned, or he's pushed out. And now they are saying that he did some crooked deals with this country and that country and so many problems there. So remember that their currency has plummeted and all this is obviously Israel invading them and so forth. Italy, four big problems there. One side is the heat, other side is the wildfires, other side the floods and what have you. 7 people dead in Italy. That is Kudrat ka Karishma. Allah is teaching them a lesson. You want to support America? You want to support the right wing? So Allah Ta'ala ki lati be awaze. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. Eh Jutlas, eh Haramis, eh Zionists, listen. Your Haaretz writes, BB is gambling away Israel. Israel's future is being gambled away by BB. You better get rid of him before he wipes out Israel himself. Now listen to the hypocrisy. Listen to the double standards of all these super terrorists. United States and United Kingdom and the European Union. All are very concerned at what is happening in Israel. You were not concerned when they were stealing the land of the Palestinians. You were not concerned when they were murdering my children and our children. You were not concerned when they were trying out their latest bombs and ammunition in Gaza and used it and you bought it. And Israel said, don't worry, we will let this war carry on. This is our testing ground. So this is our laboratory, the Palestinian laboratory. So now the laboratory is coming to an end because now some min kalbak ya'kulka. You see, you America, you European Union, you Britain, Sunak or whoever, you put the Indian man there or a white man or a white lady there, all of you are guilty and accomplice in this crime. You had a small puppy, and that puppy was called Israel. Then you made it into a bulldog and an Alsatian. Sam min kalbak ya'kulka. Today, that same dog is coming to bite you. That's the saying in Arabic. Sam min kalbak ya'kulka. Ben Gwe said, hey, Biden, We're not one of the stars in the American flags. You see? So that is, you'll deserve it. And remember, better get rid of Israel, then the world will know what is happening. Murder in their eyes. One side is the army and the police. One side are the masses. And both of them realize that this war now, internal war, civil war, is imminent between them, because no one is going to back down. Majority of the army are worried about their jobs and so forth, and majority of the people, Jutlas, are worried of their so-called democracy, and that is the stalemate, and that is what is going to happen. We pray that there must be a civil war. Let one Jutla shoot another Jutla. Alhamdulillah. Allama shattijam lahum. Allama dammir diyarahum. Allama khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim ya rabbal alameen. Erdogan, remember, meets Abbas, Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen. He's a hopeless, useless character, traitor, not even a Muslim. And remember, representing the Palestinian Authority, and Ismail Haniya, the leader of Hamas. That is our leader. So remember, there's any person who takes on jihad and is a Muslim, then remember that we will support them against Israel, America. Make no mistake about that. So Erdogan, he also maybe has certain agendas, and maybe he's going to meet now, or Bibi. I don't know what they're going to discuss. Bibi's pacemaker, or whether he has to make space for somebody else. Thereafter, remember, they write there in the Haaretz newspaper, one of the journalists wrote, this is not reasonableness, it is madness that is going on in Israel, courtesy of Bibi and his donkey ministers. They didn't write that about the ministers being donkeys. I'm saying that because the Quran says that. Chapter 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They're just like donkeys, carrying encyclopedias. The Saudis lost two people, remember that. That you give the Saudis the best arms and ammunition, half the time they don't even know how to use it. So one of their fighter jets, it crashed here, and two of their people, pilots, died. We don't have much sympathy for today's Saudi Arabia, because they're carrying out the hidden agenda of MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. So that is where we stand, nationally, locally, and internationally, and globally. Inshallah, Al-Aziz, today between 8:30 and 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat and Maaz Zahid Khan in the interview. 11 to 12, Maaz Zahid Khan and myself will discuss Ashura Karbala, one side the Ahlu Sunnah, on the other side vis-a-vis the Shias. What do we say about Ashura and Karbala? And what do the Kuffar Shia say? So very interesting, 11 to 12. You can listen to it on Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And 1 to 2, inshallah, tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. And tonight, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, we will be there in Clare Estate, Masjid Mahmood, by the Mawlana Badat. There are two Mawlanas there, very enthusiastic. And inshallah, my young brother, that youngster will read Qiraat there, inshallah. I got him in my context as a young boy. He likes, he reads Quran beautiful. So you will listen to him tonight also, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us, Ameen, and the Ummah at large. Those of you who are following the Saudis, and this time they got their calendar right. What is right is right. So remember that, that it is the 9th. You must remember today of Muharram, and tomorrow the 10th. So for those of you in Europe, in America, and Arab countries, and you're listening to us, you should fast today and tomorrow. That is Ashura tomorrow there. Yeah, in South Africa, Southern Africa, remember Ashura is on Saturday. So we fast Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq and the ability to practice on the Sharia and the religion of Islam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Usada, this message came this morning around 4:36 a.m. It says, morning AK sir, I'm Vuyo in Pietermaritzburg. I love and blessed every day by your show. Already I've seen several changes in my life, though I am not a Muslim. Thank you, sir. This is Vuyo, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We say whatever happens, hada min fadli rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Hada rahmatun min rabbi. This is the mercy of Almighty Allah. It's not we, my brother Vuyo. You see, you got a MTN, you got a Vodacom, you got a Cell C. So every day, every second day, you have to recharge it. Otherwise, telele, finish. It will not work. You can't contact us then. So every day, you have to connect and reconnect, not with AK. You have to connect with Almighty Allah. We are ordinary people. We are ordinary people committing sins. But Allah is the one who changes the hearts of people. Let me give you a lesson what happened last night. We were in Vellum. Maana Abid Khan, Maana Dawood Wahid, mashallah, wonderful program, Allah accepted. Our Asmal Mota, they call him Boxer, so he's always there, you know, to invite us. Allah reward them all.
Ameen.
So Maana Abid, before my talk, he said that, you know, non-Muslims, they contact him, he meets them, and they say every day they listen to the show, and some of them embrace Islam. Then on a lighter note, he said, many women also send a lot of salams to me and greetings to me. So, Vuyo, you keep on praying, my brother. And what you going to pray? Oh, Almighty Allah. Otherwise, you just say, oh, Almighty, guide me through the truth and through the light of Islam, the nur of Islam. And Allah will open your heart and bosom. And we also pray for you, my brother, Vuyo.
I see a brother by the name of Naheem says, Ustad, AK, was Hitler not a good guy because he killed so many Jews? Ustad?
He was a good guy in a certain aspect. Always you must practice on justice. Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran teaches us, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا إِئِتِلُوهُ وَأَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. The hatred of a people. So we don't like the Jews. They are our enemies, majority of them. Should not make you a criminal that you don't exercise justice. Always exercise justice with your friends and your foes. That is taqwa. That is true piety, Allah consciousness. This is enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. So why Hitler was a good guy? Let's start with a positive. So he said, you jutlas, you haramis, you Jews, you charging my people here exorbitant interest rates. How dare you do that? 100% right he was. Hitler was dead against interest and riba and sud and viage and whatever else you want to call it, usury. So there he was 100% right. He told the jutlas, you don't know where your entry and exit is. You come here and then you promote homosexuality, you gay brigade. I'm going to fix you all up. And fix them up, indeed he did. So there also we agree with him. Then he said, you are in charge of the movies and the media and so forth. You all are promoting pornography here in our country. You are corrupting everybody. So therefore, I have to change the status quo. On all the points, we agree with Hitler. But remember the crimes committed by Hitler that we can never condone, then murdering so many people and so forth and so on. But in the same breath, we will say the hasbara and the propaganda of the jutlas and the haramis of 6 million is one big fat lie. So remember, they know 6 million Jews and all that in the Holocaust. We're not rejecting, denying the Holocaust totally. We're rejecting the 6 million. If you want to know what is 6 million, then remember there are 6 million Palestinians in the diaspora. And those jutlas, these haramis, remember from 1948 till now, 75 years, they allowed a jutla from South Africa, America, New Zealand, Europe can go back there, make aliyah, and they can settle there. And a Muslim or a Christian, Palestinian, there's no right of return. So where are you, America? Where are you, Sunak and Britain? Where are you, European Union? You see the double standards? These are the super terrorists on this earth. The jutlas, Israel and America. Whenever action will be taken against them, they will use their veto. But everything will come to an end very soon, inshallah. In Ukraine, they say the counter-offensive has started. We heard this 100 times already. Putin is putting them properly in their place and giving them a good thrashing, remember that. So therefore, we are very happy with that. Whether he comes to South Africa or not, doesn't matter. But as long as he gives America, NATO, and Europe a good thrashing, we're supporting him. And we're praying for you, Putin. We know you got your sidekicks here also. One day, very soon, inshallah, you embrace Islam also.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I've got a sister, Abigail. She says that, hi, AK, you saying that Trump was a horrible president. So can you give me a list of what he did wrong? Abigail, Ustad.
Abigail, go and look at Trump's history and so forth. Did he win the elections fair and square? You see, when you speak of democracy, so you must remember that, then it means majority vote wins. So one side was Hillary Clinton. I got nothing to do with Hillary, but fair is fair. And the other side, you must remember, was Trump. If you take one man, one vote, one woman, one vote, who won the majority votes? It was Hillary. But you know, America got their crazy system that you look at this, you look at that, and that is how Trump came in and so forth. So there was no democracy involved. You look at the amount of women who have charged him, and this lady, that lady, rape charges, this charges, and so forth. And you go ask any journalist who is not paid by the West and is not an intellectual prostitute, that every day when Trump was in the White House and used to speak, minimum is to speak 20 lies or 30 lies. Go and see all these things. Yeah? So we got nothing to do with Trump or Biden or Obama or Clinton as far as we're concerned, all war criminals. The Gitmo is still open and still my Muslim brothers are there. My sister, Dr. Afia, is still in the hellhole there. So you're still asking me what to do and so forth. What did Trump do to the Muslim countries? He said these countries are not allowed to come and land in America. It's his grandfather's land, he can make that there. So the Afghanis cannot come. Iranians cannot come. Somalia cannot come. So when you tell us we can come, we're going to look for opportunities to give you such a thrashing. And then he admitted himself. Trump admitted that the whooping, thrashing defeat the Afghan Taliban gave the Americans and the coalition is the worst, worst defeat in the history of America. Do you want more? So you must not one American president in the past 50, 60 years was a straight person. Whole lot crooked, you must remember that. That they want white hegemony. That is what they want. All the Saudi Arabia and Emirates and all this Morocco and Jordan and all these people, Bahrain, all vassal states. You must become subservient to them, then you're okay. But if you challenge them, then you're a terrorist. Then you're an outcast. That is how the white man wants to rule. That's what you call, my sister Abigail, the white hegemony. And that is what he, Putin, is fighting. And therefore, they're crucifying Putin. But Putin is crucifying them there in Ukraine. And you just see the bombs flying. I get very happy. We got no sympathy for the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel or Ukraine. Ukraine said, you must go and finish up the Palestinians. So why should we have sympathy for such haramis and terrorists? That all is fair and square, you know. Now you're on the receiving end, you want sympathy? No, we will not give you sympathy.
I've got a listener from Aman Zimtoti, Ustad. They're asking, can gifts for Ashura be shared amongst friends or is it for family only? And when is Mufti Sab going to bless Aman Zimtoti, Ustad?
Aman Zimtoti, I passed it when I went that side there to, you know, Port Shepstone. And when I went that side there to Impangani and so forth, so Mispingo Beach, I just see the Aman Zimtoti. But South Africa, we don't know who's the Zias, Zama Zama. And you know the people who work underground in the steel league and who's the people on top of the ground. So if you invite me and get them Olana, speak to Hafiz Wadi, then we make a program. Hafiz Wadi is our coordinator. Allah reward him, mashallah. So anyway, so we can discuss that in the future. So what was the question there about thing about Muharram presents, right?
Gee,
so
yeah,
we got it.
Gee.
So the Muharram present is nothing about gifts and presents and all these type of things being sunnah. And that is a businessman. They found a niche in the market. You see, Quran Kareem taught us, Allazina yu'minuna bil ghayb. You must believe in the unseen. Today's ummah, they then changed it to yu'minuna bil jayb. Make the sharia compliant. Say this is halal. And so why? So they can get the commission and pocket the money there. So same thing with this year. Nowhere is mentioned an Ashura, you must give this year and give this. So all that is not Sunnah, got nothing to do with Islam. That is cooked up by the Muslim business people who want to use religion, Islam, and commercialize it. So that is there. So it's got nothing. You want to give a gift, give today, no problem. So give tomorrow, no problem. You don't have to wait for Saturday and all that for giving a gift. I want to give a gift, you was a member, to my uncle, auntie, nephew, niece. Give today, no problem. When you give gifts to one another, it will generate mutual love and remove the malice, rancor, hatred. You, my daughter-in-laws, you want to give a gift? Go to your mother-in-law. Oh, Ummi. Oh, Masi. Oh, auntie. Take this nice gift. So that will be good. You must remember that. Clean the heart, you see, and purify it. Chapter 59 and verse 10. So Almighty Allah teaches us, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not put that malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, for those people who have iman, that we must never have malice and rancor and hatred. Yes, they violate the laws of Islam, that is different. So Ya Allah, you are the one who is very, very compassionate and very, very merciful. My brother Muhammad Rehan, Tar Muhammad is here. So I told him, it's not Tar Muhammad, it's Tahir Muhammad. Mm. So inshallah, we're going now, but we carry on with the program.
Ustad, I've got Jeremy. I think he sounds upset. He says that, how do we non-Muslims feel about y'all's azan on loudspeakers at 5 a.m.? Jeremy, Ustad.
So Jeremy, you don't like it, you pack up and you go back to Israel. So how do we like it when you come there in Israel and your jutlas haramis come and kill our children? Your army comes and pick up our people. How we like it, my brother? Mm. How we like it when you just take children, 2,000 of them, and put it in jail? You don't know what to answer about Israel. Now you want to come speak about Azan. South Africa is a free country. You don't like it, you harami, you jutla. You pack up today and go back. You must remember, El Al is lying there. So you don't like it, you and your jutlas, you pack up and you go. You're not doing us a favor here. You heard? You Jeremy, you jutla, harami.
Ustad, I've got brother Martin. He says, what are your thoughts on the Quran burning in Sweden, Ustad?
So remember that people want cheap publicity. So now you see that in Sweden, in front of Stockholm, the mosque. So I've been there, I read prayer there. Then Norway, Oslo. So they want cheap publicity. That the West, the Jutlas will be behind us. And they will say freedom of speech and all these things there. So you must remember that in a case like that, what we will say? We will say that this is they venting their frustration. The more they want to remove Islam, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, chapter 61, verse number 8, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their aim is to extinguish the radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths and so forth and media. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. But Almighty Allah is letting the radiance of Islam spread in the whole world. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it. Take our small little chewing gums. How many non-Muslims are contacting us now? You see that? So this is the Noor, the Radiance. Wuyo comes, Jeremy comes, this one comes, that one comes. So everybody wants something in their life. Whether they accept or not is their business. But at least they're getting the other side of the story. So that is cheap publicity. And they can try. The British tried it. So the ulama, the scholars asked them, what are you going to do with the Quran in our hearts? You see this brother, Muhammad Rehan, who picked me up now, he's a Hafiz. Mm-hmm. I'm Hafiz with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. What are you going to do with that? So nobody can change because their Bible, their Torah, all are corrupted by their clergy, priests, and rabbis. Now they think that they can harm Muslims by burning the Quran. You're an idiot and a fool. You're making more people embrace Islam. May Almighty Allah guide us all. Tonight, inshallah, we will be there in Masjid al-Mahmud, and that's in Clare Estate, 7:15 Isha Jamaat. And inshallah, 11 to 12, we will discuss Ashura and Karbala. The vis-a-vis, one side the Sunnis and one side the Kuffar Shias. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.